That brings us to today's last word in business, which is, remember the Rams? The LA Rams? The National Football League begins another season later this week, and for the 19th consecutive season, the country's second largest sports and media market, Los Angeles, is watching from the sidelines. It's been nearly two decades since LA had its own NFL team. But as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, that may be changing soon.
Okay, so to paint this with a bit of perspective before we get going, in nearly every year Los Angeles has gone without an NFL franchise, there are rumors and speculation that says one will be moving here soon. In 1996, it was the Seattle Seahawks. In 1999, it was an expansion team that ended up being the Houston Texans. And in just the last few years, it's been the Minnesota Vikings, Jacksonville Jaguars, Buffalo Bills, San Diego Chargers, St. Louis Rams, and Oakland Raiders. And what do they have to show for it? This.
L.A. Kiss. Raptors. Sunday 5.
Yes, that's the L.A. Kiss, an Arena League football team owned by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. So what makes now different for the city's chances of getting an actual NFL team? Well, a bunch of things. For the first time in recent memory, three NFL franchises with close ties to L.A. are on what amount to be year-to-year leases. That would be the Rams, Raiders, and Chargers. Also, for the first time, you have numerous major NFL owners like Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones telling NFL Network things like this.
I think with basis that it's more imminent than at any time and since we haven't had a team in Los Angeles.
And you have a comment the NFL made earlier this summer about helping pay for a stadium in L.A. Here's Patrick Risch, a sports business professor at Webster University.
That was really the first time that they had actually come out that boldly and said, we're going to put up a lion's share. That could be the tipping point.
Risch says the NFL is aggressively looking to increase its revenue, and they're running out of places to do it.
We've reached a point where there's saturation. The markets that could have been moved into in the last 20 years have been moved into. L.A. is clearly the only major market without a team.
And Risch says there's money to be made there. Just look at former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer's recent $2 billion purchase of the L.A. Clippers basketball team. That'll give you an idea of L.A.'s perceived market potential. So, crystal ball?
Crystal ball, I think the NFL coming back to Los Angeles is more of a reality now than it has been in the last 20 years. But because of what's happened in the last 20 years, you won't believe it until you see it.
Until then, there's always the L.A. Kiss. Nathan Rott, NPR News.